For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I talked to Bob Schlutz, chairman of the fundraising committee for the Loayza County Youth Center. We'll discuss the dedication that's being held, and we'll start off by talking about how this got started.
About a year ago, last September, there was some people came to us, in fact, the Loayza County Foundation came and said, you know, we think you need a new restrooms at the fairgrounds, and we couldn't have agreed more, but we didn't have the funds to do it. And so anyway, they had some funds that they wanted to dedicate to building a new restrooms, and one thing led to another, and as we looked at it, we thought that if we could build the restrooms inside of another building, our kitchen at the fairgrounds was not too adequate, and we thought if we could build a restrooms and a kitchen inside of a building, we could get the restrooms cheaper than just building a separate building. So anyway, with their funds, started raising money. In a year and about 2 months, we raised close to $600,000, and now it's gone over $600,000. And the project, we're still going to have to borrow a little money, but anyway, it sure fell together the way we anticipated, and I just think of the size of our county that is 12,000 in population, and the people that are dedicated to making this building work and make it come to fruition. We've done that in about a year and 2 months, and as far as raising the money was concerned. And I just marvel at the fact that, you know, we're not a very large county, but we have people that really support the project.
Was it easy to find businesses and community members to be supportive of this project then? I mean, you were able to raise all those funds in a year, I'm guessing so.
Well, it was. When the word got out and we started making our commitment, you know, they always told me a fundraiser must be sold on the project. And after they kind of got the ball rolling, it just kind of felt as though, I'll give you an example. The 4-H had a soup supper one night and raised over $7,500. And so I think that's kind of an indication that you know, the 4-H people and their parents and the young people were really for this project and made it happen. And so anyway, we're just happy that we can say, well, we've accomplished it and move forward.
Well, looking at this dedication that you're holding on Thursday at 4:30, what can people expect? What will this event look like?
Just to give you an idea, we're going to start at 4:30 and then have a kind of a social hour for an hour. And then at 5:30, we're going to have a program. There'll be a lady that is head of the Iowa 4-H Foundation will speak. We will have top it off with Bill Northey, the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Iowa, will speak. And then we'll have the ribbon cutting. And then after that, why, Tyson's have been gracious to us, and we're having steak supper. So anyway, all of that kind of falls in line with the program of the youth of Loayza County.
Well, how did you get Bill Northey to come?
Well, I think Bill is a person that really believes in fairs, because we both sit on the Iowa State Fair Board, and I have a lot of respect for Bill. He has solved some problems at the state fair that I really admire him for. And so anyway, I thought we would ask him, and we asked him, and he accepted.
Is there anything that you'd like to add about this whole process?
Well, I'd just like to say that be thankful for the many people that contributed. The riverboat from here over in Washington contributed $25,000 to it, and we are thankful for that. We've had, I think, around about eight people or entities that have contributed $25,000 or more. We just received a grant from Walmart just 2 weeks ago for $44,000 that will help put on cooking schools and training for cooking at this unit. And so anyway, I think that's a kind of a outstanding deal for Walmart to do that and to help the people of this area. There's been many people contributing. wise, we have probably 110 contributors that have contributed to this building, and all the way from over 100,000. So we're very happy that those people came forth, and we're still getting donations. I just had one yesterday, or this morning, I guess it was, for $1,000, and 3 days ago I had one for $1,500. So anyway, people continue to give, and we're sure pleased that they support.
That was my conversation with Bob Schlutz, chairman of the fundraising committee for the Lawanza County Youth Center. Again, that dedication for the youth center and the campground is being held tomorrow starting at 4:30 at the Lawanza County Fairgrounds. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.